This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Do we have Yonage O'Grace? As we know from Yonage Midday Show, we have a Wikipedia event on the other side. Grace?
Hi, Nomfuna, how are you doing?
I'm good. How is everything that side?
Nah, everything is cool. Everything is nice. We're still learning. Everything is still informative. I have with me Mr. Matiti Lisile. I know it's the wrong pronunciation. But yes, he is a part of Wikipedia as a whole. Can you please say it for me so that I don't butcher it?
My name is Matiti Lisile.
Matiti. Okay, so could you briefly tell me what this program is about? Because I had someone from SADLab before. She gave us a brief of what the event is basically about. So can you tell me on your side, as part of Wikipedia, to what is the program basically about?
So the SWIP project is a project that is aimed at preserving indigenous language digitally. It is a project that was formed by three organizations, one being SADLab, which it aims at doing research on indigenous languages and preserving them digitally.
Okay.
And then Wikipedia, which is a free online encyclopedia.
Okay.
And then PENSAL, which is a body for controlling the official languages of South Africa, including their orthography. So all of these people have one thing in common, which is the preservation of knowledge, in particular languages. And they came together, they made SWIP a reality. And what we are doing, its mandate is to actually go to universities and teach university staff and students how to edit Wikipedia and how to edit Wikipedia in their native languages.
Could you briefly tell me what the Wikipedia community is, the history, and maybe I heard you giving a brief introduction that there are pillars within Wikipedia. Can you just give me a glimpse of that?
Wikipedia was initially started in the early 2000s,
okay.
Started by two guys who just wanted to share information among themselves,
okay.
And then they later kind of like shared it with a small group of their friends. And then at first there was only a few selected people who got to edit on Wikipedia,
okay.
Because these were experts. And then they later realized that their community, that the need for Wikipedia was just growing more and more. And they decided to actually make it open to anyone who can edit, and not only edit though, but prove whatever that they're editing. And then, which is what formed what Wikipedia is at the moment, where we have anyone who can edit, but prove whatever that they're editing Wikipedia. So long as whatever that they put on Wikipedia is neutral, they're not advertising anything. They are respectful to other people who might disagree with whatever that they have up there. And understand that whatever content that they put on Wikipedia is not theirs.
Okay.
So anyone can use, edit, and distribute that knowledge. So it's published under a free license. And basically understand that Wikipedia is a tool that you cannot break. So even if sometimes you do have edits that may be wrong, somebody will come in and fix that.
So how easy is it to create an account on Wikipedia? And is this accessible to like everyone, whether you're a student or like a staff member or what?
To create a Wikipedia username
takes
less than a minute. It's easier than opening a Facebook account. You can do it on your phone as well. Actually, South Africa is one of the largest communities that edit using mobile devices. More than 60% of us actually edit on our devices, mobile devices in particular. So it's very easy to edit, to create an account on, and anyone can edit, because Wikipedia is a free encyclopedia that anyone can edit.
Okay.
But the main thing is you need to back up what you're saying.
Okay.
So you can't go into Wikipedia and say Umlazi is a township in Durban, if you don't have a reference for what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that means you need to do a little bit of research and actually find the reference that backs up what you're saying, and then put it up on Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm. So earlier on, we discussed the validity of the information that's on Wikipedia, right?
Yes.
And the lady mentioned how we cannot necessarily write maybe that work based on Wikipedia. We can just use it as reference, right? So is it necessary for us to have Wikipedia in that sense if we can't directly take information from Wikipedia and make it into like a summarized version for like maybe assignments and all of that?
Yes, that's a good question. Wikipedia is not a place you go to finish your assignment. It's the place you go to start your assignment.
Oh, okay.
For you to better understand the topic that you are supposed to be doing research for.
Mm-hmm.
So what it does is it's a combination of bits of information that comes from a lot of articles that talk about that particular topic.
Okay.
You find out that a particular article might come from about 50 sources.
All right.
This is a Wikipedia article now.
Mm.
Comes from 50 sources. It's just one line from one, two lines here, five lines here, and then they come together, they make this big article. Now, the reason we wouldn't say cite Wikipedia is, one, the content on Wikipedia changes or can change. Like I said, anyone can edit.
Okay.
So what you see today might not be the same thing that you see tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, right? And like I mentioned, Wikipedia is it's not a source, but it's where you can go to hunt down the source.
Okay.
So if you find a particular line or a paragraph on that particular topic that you believe that you would like to know where it comes from, you can actually go and hunt the reference source, because each and every paragraph has in-text citation, which are represented by a number. So if you click on that number, it'll take you down to the article where you can actually hunt down the source, and then you can cite the source and not Wikipedia.
So do you think that whatever mandate that you'll have set up for the 2 days of the whole program, do you think that you can achieve that in such a short space of time?
That's a very good question. Eh? Whenever we go to these universities and we give this type of workshop, people talk about that. They talk about how 2 days is not enough.
Okay.
And I do understand why they would say this, because, you know, like having to start somebody from the beginning, and 2 days is not enough to actually give them everything.
Mm.
So short answer to that is probably not, but it is a start.
Okay. Yes.
Because there would be other phases that are coming where we would actually take this to a higher level, where we come back and make sure that we come back to the very same people that we have taught or rather trained to say, okay, now, so let's take it to the next step.
Beautiful. Anything you'd like to add in closing that you want us to know about?
Yes, I would like to say final, you know, we use Wikipedia in one shape or another.
Mm-hmm.
We either use Wikipedia through ChatGPT.
Yes.
Because 40% of the content on ChatGPT comes from Wikipedia, or we use Wikipedia just by going to the actual platform itself. Now, there have been talks about Wikipedia might not be like the validity of Wikipedia, right? But we are the only ones that can make Wikipedia like valuable and actually reliable by what? By editing Wikipedia. So instead of sitting back and saying Wikipedia is not this, we need to come and actually make Wikipedia better.
Oh, yes.
So it takes every one of us contributing on Wikipedia to make it the reliable source that we want it to be.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. There you have it, Nomfundo. That was Mr. Matiti.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.